Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPJ, share number 137. And we are going to continue to talk about emotional intelligence in marriage, and that as part of it is to improve your self-esteem or being self-aware, which we started to discuss in the previous share. You have ability internally to develop your self-esteem. Now, it is true that the effects of parents and background plays a major factor. But here's something very important. This is brought down in a book called Self-Esteem, Paradoxes and Innovation in Clinical Theory and Practice. A very important point about background and how your background shapes you. And it doesn't necessarily have to shape you. So, for example, he says that children who are so lucky as to have affirming and affectionate and loving parents should have unquestioned self-confidence. And conversely, children whose parents were harsh and critical should be victims who gradually internalize the criticism as a given definition of themselves. Yet, our clinical experience has taught us that this is not always the case. Some individuals coming from abusive and traumatic childhood are remarkably intact, productive, self-confident, and others who come from an apparently nurturing, supporting environment may or may not be equally productive and suffer from debilitating self-doubt and low self-esteem. It's an amazing discovery. It is true, I have a feeling, after studying the statistics, that the majority of the case, it is not so. Majority of the case, it is true that if you have a more nurturing environment, your self-esteem will be better and healthier, while if you are in a harsh and critical, abusive environment, your self-esteem will be down in the toilet. That, I think, is the general rule that is true. That's why it is so important to learn how to break that trend, and as you become a parent, to develop that positive, nurturing aspect. But it is not always the case. There is a significant amount of people that had a nurturing environment, a loving environment, and yet have very low self-esteem for whatever the reasons are. And people that went through harsh and rough things and suffered even real serious abuse and nevertheless was able to have a tremendous amount of self-esteem. It's very hard to understand and study what is it that creates these differences. But you can learn how to build it up if you have low self-esteem by learning self-affirmations. If you receive negative messages about yourself or had ego-bruising experiences, you learn to self-affirm and to bounce back. Early influences can be overcome. You suffered verbal abuse, it can be overcome. You have to work very hard to feel better about yourself. You have to work very hard and repeat positive affirmations to yourself to love yourself more in a healthy way. That's okay. Understand that, yes, I need to work harder to get there. But it's better to work at it than to live in that painful state. You have to remember that you can transform your life. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do everything? He's the Kol Yachol, 1,000,000,000%. You daven. You daven and rely on him, but right afterwards, you do the work. That's what Hashem wants. In most things, I remember, I'm going to say it again, I used to go sometimes to Rav Igdal Miller's 8:30 Shiur Thursday night, 8:30 to 10, his famous Thursday night Shiurim. Not saying I went always or very often, but I went, it's hard for me to say how many times, whether 20 or 30, I don't remember. But maybe more, maybe a little less in that range. But I remember coming in a little early, like 8:10 or something like that, or 8:15. Maybe there was a mincha. It was like in the June, July, you know, June, or it was like a long day. It was still light. And after mincha, he gave a 15-minute Chayvas Alvavis shir, and he was in Shar Bitachin, and he sang in a niggun, money doesn't grow on trees, and you have to work. And he talked about it, how that is not a steer to B'tachin. Hashem does everything. Hashem does everything. But that is the paradox we have to live with. Hashem tells us I do everything. Li hakesev li azov. Hu anaisin lecha koyach lasis chayil. He's the one who does everything, but he wants you to do your work. So it looks like you're doing it, and he wants that. He doesn't want you to sit back. Like he said, money doesn't grow on trees. So there's personal responsibility and conscious living that comes along with it. Now there's a famous person, Nathaniel Brandon. He wrote a book called Six Pillars of Self-Esteem, which I have yet to research in depth. But he said an amazing line. He said that if you are not at war with ourselves, then we're less likely to be at war with others. If we are not at war with ourselves, we are less likely to be at war with others. If we develop healthy self-esteem, our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro relationships and our marriage relationships will be a lot better. What are these emotionally intelligent aspects of healthy self-esteem? Considering the rights and feelings of others. You see, if you have high self-esteem, you're not threatened by your own rights or your own feelings. You acknowledge them and you have confidence in them, but now you have the strength and ability and the emotional strength to consider the rights and feelings of others. You don't get bruised when you are wrong. I correct my mistake. I care about my husband and wife. I want to know what they need. You see yourself realistically. You see others realistically. You make conscious choices. You choose clarity over confusion. I don't want to be confused anymore. I want to get a clear path of where I want to head. To maintain self-awareness of thoughts, of feelings, of actions, to act according to what you know and what you see. Again, hopefully based on a Torah-based life. Avoid denial. Avoid victim mentality. Living in the present. Living in the present is a big one. Paying attention to your inner signals and live actively, not live passively. So self-esteem when it comes to marriage between a couple, you can, with your interactions, hurt each other's self-esteem, one of you or both of you, or you can enhance each other's self-esteem. Marriage is a great opportunity to build the other person's self-esteem. If they have low self-esteem, you could build them up. It's particularly known how women boost up their husbands, but it could go the other way around as well, of course. We have a responsibility to support the growth of our spouse and to treat them with respect and dignity. The better you feel about yourself, the better you will treat your husband or wife. And it goes the other way around. You feel better. You feel better. Your self-esteem improves when you treat your spouse, your husband and wife, with this dignity, when you listen to them carefully, when you believe in them, when you acknowledge their resources and their kaychei sanefesh, and when you see beyond the surface of their deeper value and you realize the gold and the gem and the neshama that's within them, and you live from learning about accessing the best in yourself, but you also learn to draw out the best in your husband or wife that's sitting there right before you. Your own self-esteem, as well as your spouse's, is best served when you act with each other lovingly and you interact in loving, caring ways. You can be loving by being tuned in to your loved one, being aware of their feelings, being aware of their means, to be compassionate towards them. If your self-esteem is solid, you won't be shaken up by an insult or a bad mood, and you'll treat your husband or wife with respect. When you're arrogant or puffed up or self-absorbed, that you see sometimes at work or in social situations or in your family, usually it comes from low self-esteem. And that creates issues. Individuals who are defensive, critical, judgmental of others are usually, not always, but usually trying to hide their own self-doubts. A lot of bullying comes from self-doubts. And when you make a cheshbon ha-nefesh and you recognize that these are all aspects of EQ that we're talking about, you can love yourself when you see yourself accurately. You can appreciate what you see. Be excited of the prospect of who you can become. You should see your chesronos. You should see your flaws, but your flaws should not crush you. Your maila should not get to your head. One person once said this, I think it was Dennis Prager, very wise. Compliments cannot get to your head, and insults should not get into your heart. You take insults to learn constructively how to build yourself. You take compliments, not that it gets to your head, but to be give it a as a motive to move you forward in a better direction, in a stronger direction, to reaffirm those good things said about you and say, I'm going to continue being healthy and getting healthier and healthier. Right? If we're excessively needy or insecure, then it will be difficult for our husband or wife to maintain that deep respect for you. Mutual respect is based on a firm foundation of feeling secure about ourselves and about one another. We all have insecurities. We all have insecurities. But we need to work through them. And to describe certain aspects of insecurities, defensiveness, jealousy. People who are jealous, really, really jealous, it's insecurity usually. Possessiveness, unwilling to be held accountable, the overall attitude of blaming, competitiveness in marriage, inability to give or receive love and affection in a mature way, passiveness, erratic emotionality, unable to regulate emotions. Very often when you have a low self-esteem, it's harder to regulate emotions, or you need to control, or your desire to win, all of these things. They all show a lack of EQ, a lack of emotional intelligence. See, our culture, unfortunately, and even among our from Orthodox, from Torah observant circles, we have this problem, whether inherently or because it got seeped in from our culture. Our culture promotes that notion subtly or directly that you have to please others to be accepted. That you must look to others for praise and for positive feedback. That you can find happiness by just marrying someone who in your brain will love you unconditionally. Your self-sense and happiness should not come solely from your wife or your husband. Should a husband and wife always be mechazik each other? Of course. Should they always encourage and love and support each other? Of course. Should they praise each other and build each other? Of course. But your identity is not based solely on that approval. Expecting your husband or wife to be your primary source of happiness or your primary source of self-esteem, that's a common thing, but it's unhealthy because it creates an enormous burden on your husband or wife. It strains your relationship. Right? If someone says, for example, the only thing that gives me meaning and makes me happy is being with my girlfriend. That's a lot. So think about that. Something off there. You have an identity. That's not gaiva. You could have true, full, built, bittel, total bittel, and understand what you need to do. You see that from Moshe Rabbeinu, Anav Mikol Adam. But he interacted. Loi chamar echad mehem noitzasi. He got upset at Kayach when he accused him. I didn't take anything from them. And so on and so forth. Doesn't a healthy self-esteem is not a stira to anava. It is anava. As we can explain a different time. So your self-esteem is partially enhanced by positive feedback. We all need that. There's no question. We need chizik. All of us do. And part of our role in a relationship is to support your husband and wife, stroke them, help them, build them up. Now, if you are mature and emotionally intelligent, you need to be supportive and sensitive and empathetic to your spouse. But at the same time that you're doing that, to maintain responsibility for your own happiness, for your own well-being. And your self-esteem is that internal process that focuses on that self-evaluation and allows you to observe yourself, not to be overly dependent on another person's approval. The more you understand yourself, the more you have that self-awareness, the more you maintain a realistic self-appreciation and self-respect, the more likely you are to give and to receive from your husband and wife the right way. And that builds a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful relationship. Bracha v'atzlacha.